This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Radio 7 after the hour, Monday, August 22nd. We're second part of the, well, actually, this is the second part of the month, but actually we're two-thirds of the way through the month when you do the math. Oy. And so the Olympics are over as a result of it being the 22nd. Things closed up last night. Did you watch the closing ceremony of the Rio Olympic Games, Kara?
I saw about 2 minutes of it, and the funny part is it was Gabby Douglas, I think, or Simone Biles.
Douglas, who didn't put her hand on her heart. Oh, my God, no.
Anyway, they were walking out with the flags in the final ceremony, and even though these girls are so strong, they're so little, that the flag was blowing in the wind and almost blowing them over.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so that was all I saw.
Yesterday, the highlight, I guess, was the basketball team beating the Serbs. The U.S. basketball team beat the Serbian team, won the gold at the Olympics. There's a big carnival at the end, the conversation about the side stuff, including Lochte and his teammates who are in that scandal. It looks foolish. He's not that bright. And so, anyway, what was for the highlights, what would you pick? Of all the things that happened that had to do with the athletics, never mind Rio, never mind Lochte, never mind the distractions, what for you was the best part of the Olympics when it came to the American team?
I would have to say, I guess it would be the swimming. See, I was most invested in swimming and water polo. So the women's water polo team won gold, and I got to watch all of their games, and that was really exciting for me. But I think watching Katie Ledecky swim was also really exciting. I felt the first week of it, and maybe it's because I was more invested in the sports that they focused on in the first week. I thought the first week was more exciting. The coverage of it the second week, you know, there were less channels to watch, at least on my TV. And it seemed like I just kept seeing the same thing over and over again. I don't know about your experience.
Well, I think the stuff that I watched, it seemed always when I didn't, you go to the side channels, I didn't see much on the cable channels because there were a lot of, if you wanted to, you could make a career out of this. Around the clock, every day, for the entire Olympics, you go watch something. The basketball team, I didn't realize they had won three times in a row. So that's a good thing. That's a good feather in our cap. But there are a lot of professional basketball players, I think, that are on the team.
Yeah, well,
right?
I always feel a little odd about watching. Not odd, but I just never want to watch sports like tennis or basketball in the Olympics because I can watch those almost any time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's college basketball or professional basketball, it's always on.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, I don't want to watch this. I want to watch the sports. Like, I tried to watch handball. I still don't understand the rules. I watched it numerous times. I can't figure out any of the rules or the point of the game. But it's interesting to watch something that you can't normally see on TV.
Right. So as the side drama here, I said we'll not spend too much time on it. Lochte says, quote, my mistake was over-exaggerating. He wasn't lying to a certain extent, whatever that is. And meanwhile, the Olympic head says we're going to have further action against Lochte and those other swimmers. Let it go, pal. It's done. It's over. He's been embarrassed enough. And what do you got? He reminds me of the baseball commissioner or the football commissioner. They always overplay their part, especially given the fact that they're so damn corrupt. Anyway, you know, the Olympic committee is corrupt. The people that run the Olympics are corrupt. And so,
yeah.
Why?
I will say it was nice.
He embarrassed his family. He embarrassed himself. That's enough.
Yeah, it was nice that the Olympics were on because it took away from politics for 2 weeks. It was something else to focus on. But, you know, now Ryan Lochte is lucky because politics are going to take back over and everybody's going to forget about it in a week anyways.
Including the fact that that Donald Trump leads in the one of the latest polls, has a significant lead. So there will be some of that. I suppose we ought to talk about some of that. And our 2020 news quiz question. Later in the hour, Germany has proposed banning some things that will make it that discussion a controversy for sure. And a country president says, let's get out of the UN. All that coming up. It's 12 minutes after the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
If you are interested in managing your high blood pressure without medication, I've got some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment called the Zona Plus. Zona Plus, safe, easy, lowers your blood pressure 10% or more naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 out of 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. Use it once a day for 12 minutes. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 6 weeks. No side effects. Try it risk-free. Try the Zona Plus now by calling 866-669-9662. That's 866-669-9662. The company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662. Or go to Zona.com and tell them you're listening to Good Day.
CVS Pharmacy has over 9,000 locations, and now we're inside Target. So whether you're at home, work, or on vacation, CVS Pharmacy is nearby. We could pull up all your details and prescriptions at any of our locations across the country. So wherever you are, we are. And now the pharmacy you trust is in the store you love. CVS Pharmacy, now at Target.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Quarter past the hour, 15 after. Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen. The Trump campaign softening its position on illegal immigrants, or is Donald softening his stance? I see that in two or three corners of the headlines and the stories. There is a possible shift. What? That means we're not going to build a wall? What does that mean? And has the, maybe I know what has led to Trump coming up a bit in the polls. It must be those naked statues that are in U.S. cities. Well, I think most of them have been taken down now, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
But they seem to have gotten a great deal of attention, that sort of thing. Well, that, what sort of voter would be impressed with that kind of thing? Excuse me, I think we can leave that one on the table. And whether or not the illegal immigration, I saw that there was a great deal of attention given to some of the comments that he made regarding black Americans. Some people thought it was a gaffe. Some people thought that he was changing what, you know, had been his position. I don't know. I think... The what I saw that reflected a lot of nothing about nothing. What he says and how the news media reacts to it always seems to be distorted. For me, I don't know if I'm really getting. I don't know what I'm getting. I also see that Rudy Giuliani has decided to back Trump. I don't know if there's a heavy lift there or not. The two of them have been close. He's promoting the security plan. He said that in the 8 years before President Obama came along, we didn't have any successful radical terrorist attacks in our country. I think I remember George Bush being president in the years before Obama was president, and I think there was a little thing called 9/11. What's the matter with you? And you were the mayor of the city that had the event. Nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. And that's one of the big problems with all of this stuff. The things, you're judged by every word, every breath, every expression. There's always a camera on. There's always a microphone on. There's always somebody looking and listening who wants to take a shot at you. So whether that's the case, and maybe that's what exaggerates the polls one way or another, somebody said to me over the weekend, and I'm now trying to remember who it was, there are really a lot of people who believe that Trump doesn't want to be president, and that the only reason he's sticking his foot in his mouth all the time is because he's trying to tell people, I don't really want this job. I don't know if you hear that stuff all the time. I don't know what credibility. You'd have to be really crazy, off your rocker, to do the sort of things that he's done.
Or seems like an awful lot of work,
right,
for no purpose.
Yeah. Right, exactly, and unless you are really crazy.
I think it's just wishful thinking for people who don't want him to win.
Yeah, that could be. How much involvement was either of the two campaigns, Hillary's campaign or Donald's campaign, in the Olympics? Any of them talk about the Olympics? Did you hear?
Not particularly. I know that Donald Trump, if he tweeted about it, it was very, very minimal, which I think some people were surprised about because there were so many gaffes that happened in the Olympics, and he loves to tweet. But yeah. I didn't see anything. The only involvement I saw was I saw some Hillary Clinton commercials.
In the Olympics?
Yeah, on NBC. But I don't think I saw any Donald Trump ones. Yeah, both of them seemed to. They probably took advantage of the of them not being in the limelight to go on vacation or, you know, take a nap or something.
It's pretty interesting. This is a sort of shop talk. Political advertising during the presidential election is way below what it was 4 years ago, which isn't great for those of us who are in the radio business or television. Donald Trump has not spent much. There was $146 million spent before the before the two conventions, and that compares to 4 years ago, $373 million being spent. But I've said this many times, even though it's good for business, it's obscene the amount of money that these people are spending to get the presidency. Obscene. And so whether that's a good sign or a bad sign, you have to figure that out on your own. How's your mind going to be changed? Unless you are completely devoid of what's going on in the news, how's your mind going to be changed by some of those ads? The 2020 News Quiz question, focusing on America's toughest sheriff, who is he, and why is he in the news today? 888-553, no, that's the other number. 888, got to give you the right number. 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Who's America's toughest sheriff, and why is he in the news today? Answer the question for a copy of the book by Maria Trilogy, Life is Good When You Do the Work. 888-302-3684, America's toughest sheriff. Why is he in the news today? 21 after the hour.
The Allstate Law Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I love Rick Astley. I've always loved him.
You're a fan. You've been Rick Rolling.
I like Rick Astley.
Did you ever Rick Rolling?
Happy guy. They call him Rick Rolling. All right, that's what it is, Rick Rolling. Anyway, he goes back to 1987. This song, Never Gonna Give You Up, launched his the whole idea of Rick Rolling. It wasn't his idea, though, was it?
No. People were just using it to make fun of him. You'd click on a link that you thought you were going to watch, like a funny cat video, and then it was this video of Never Gonna Give You Up.
So I want to find out. Let's go to his website and see if he's playing Boston, because I'd like to go see him.
I was walking. Look at the smaller venues.
Last night I was in my work that I'm doing on patterns. I was seeing a counselor on his Marlboro Street in downtown Boston, Beacon Street, Commonwealth Avenue, kind of the she area of the Back Bay. And I came out of the office. I'm listening to this. These singers. And I'm then thinking to myself, wait a minute, Fenway Park is like four, five, six blocks away. That's what I'm listening to. It's some big concert. I didn't figure out who it was, but you can hear the people screaming, you can hear the people singing. I mean, I didn't have to go to the concert. I could have stood in the street and listened.
Last night?
Last night, yeah. Anyway.
Let's see who it was.
Yeah, you can see
it. Oh, it was Billy Joel.
Was it Billy Joel?
Yeah. That's cool.
He was there last year. I went to see him there last year.
He
anyway.
Probably does multiple nights at Fenway, I would imagine. Yeah. He's so popular.
Last year we saw him. He was very, very good. All right, so I want to see when he's coming to Boston, because I'd like to go see him. He's now playing in a number of cities. His first U.S. appearance, actually, since the late 80s. Going to have a new album called 50. That comes out in October. Debuted at number one already in England. He was 21 when this song came out. 16 countries had it number one. He sort of retired from music in 93.
I think music retired him. I think that was kind of the other way around. Yeah,
that's probably more fair. But you know what's happening on social media now with Rick, right?
What? No, what?
People are trying to draft him to run for president.
He's not American.
Well, you know why? Right. It's a viral thing because he's never going to give you up. He's never going to make you cry. People make campaign posters.
He's never going to let you down.
For Rick Astley.
Okay. Very nicely done, Jennifer.
No, it's true. I'm not making it up. Wish I could say it was mine.
All right.
Next, so you'll have to wait until 2017 to see him, Doug.
Really?
Yeah,
so
next
how about
year's
Los
his
Angeles?
Tour.
Is he going to, when's he going to L.A.?
He hasn't announced dates yet. He's only in the U.K. until March of 2017.
All right. If Uri was still there, I'd go over and see him. I told you about the time when...
you would actually travel to England to go see this guy?
You remember the story? See if you can find it. Some Moody Blues music for a second. I'll tell you the story over the Moody Blues music.
Wildest Dreams.
The Moody Blues, Justin Hayward and I became friends because we met at Uri Geller's.
I just tripped over that name you just dropped.
I don't even know
that name. What is the name? What did he trip over?
Justin Hayward is the lead singer of the Moody Blues.
Okay.
And so we met at Uri's wedding 20 years ago. And Uri is great friends with these guys, all the members of the band, and he'd never been to a Moody Blues concert. Never. So they were playing in Oxford in England on a Friday night. It was May 5th, as a matter of fact. I don't remember what year it was. And so I called up earlier and said, I'm getting tickets to go see the Moody Blues.
You're a big Moody Blues fan, right?
I love the Moody Blues. So I got on a plane on Thursday night, flew over, took Uri to the concert. They went downstairs and had a great time with the Moody's. Uri was up in the aisles. And of course, everybody knows Uri. He was up in the aisles dancing with his wife. We had a great time, and then I came home on Saturday.
It was fun.
A whole lot of fun. It was great fun. So those are the sort of venues that you like to have. And these guys, I mean, there's nobody better when it comes to classic rock. These guys have it hands down over everybody else. Moody Blues at 28 after the hour.
The life of a country veterinarian is tough, but there are lighter moments as well. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in a tractor, look no further than Kubota. Visit Kubota.com today.
If you've been thinking about upgrading your chore tractor, it's time to test drive Kubota's M6 Series midsize ag tractor. With its controlled performance, clean engine, maneuverability, and performance-matched implements, the M6 Series is the right tractor for the job. There's no better time than now. Visit your local Kubota dealer for low-rate, long-term financing. Kubota's M6 Series is where performance meets power. We are Kubota. This is what we do.
You can probably imagine the funny situations that come up in the life of a veterinarian. La Mesa, Texas vet Bo Brock has written about them for years in articles for trade journals and other publications, and now the best ones are in a new book.
When you're looking for happy, you find it. When you're looking to be sad, you find it. When you're looking to be aggravated, you find it. And when you got to write happy stories for articles, for journals and things, then all day long I'm just walking around trying to find a reason to smile.
Brock says he was about 12 years old when he decided he was going to be a veterinarian.
Yeah, I grew up on a ranch farm, and we had every kind of animal known to man, and so I always liked horses. I don't know. I think they're the coolest animals God ever made. They only run 40 miles an hour. They got a big brain. I just like them. They smell good. I like them.
Brock's vet clinic treats thousands of horses every year, and his expertise with them has drawn attention. Even country music star Toby Keith sent a racehorse he owns to Brock for treatment. The book is Crowded in the Middle of Nowhere, Tales of Humor and Healing from Rural America. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make health care reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower health care costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Stephen, with Kara Schillen, our 2020 news quiz question: who is America's toughest sheriff, and why is he in the news today? 888-302-3684. This guy is getting a little long on the tooth. He's been around for a long time. Interesting character. Most everybody in America knows who he is. So why is he in the news today? 888-302-3684. You get a copy of the book Life is Good When You Do the Work from the Maria Trilogy. Who is this guy, the tough sheriff, and why is he in the news? All right, got that, 888-302-3684. Other things going on in the world today that are worth our attention and consideration. The Germans are proposing banning veils and burkas for people who are Muslim in their society. There's a new proposal to ban full-face veils and burkas that goes to the German parliament today. And if it's passed, Germany will join France and Belgium, who already have a ban on full-face coverings for rather obvious reasons. Here's the story behind the story.
Germany could be the next country to ban women from wearing burkas and other full-face veils. The country's interior minister said Friday that security officials from Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative bloc want to ban the veils in public places where identification is required, like schools, public offices, and while driving. The BBC quotes the interior minister as saying, "It doesn't fit in with our open society. Showing the face is a constituent element for our communication, the way we live, our social cohesion." Germany also prohibits any kind of face covering meant to hide a person's identity during protests and demonstrations. The new proposal requires approval from Parliament before it can become law. But if it does, Germany will join several other European countries that have banned full-face veils in public places. Despite heavy criticism from religious freedom advocates, countries including France and Belgium have imposed similar restrictions on veils. Germany's proposed ban comes just days after the French city of Cannes barred full-body swimwear on its public beaches, blaming the string of recent terror attacks in France and other countries.
Was that burkini? Didn't we? But they were different. Is the burkini a result of that? As I remember from last week, we talked about it. The ladies on the program talked about it a great deal, and I've forgotten.
A burkini is just, it's essentially long sleeves, long pants. Yeah. And sometimes they have a little cap that goes over your head, and it's just the swimming version, because swimming with a veil over your face or a long dress would not be especially practical.
Unless
at least
you
if you
drown.
Want to drown, yeah.
Yeah, very easily done. So I'm trying to remember how we approach this in our country. We have no ban on veils and burkas. You see a lot of people walking around. But now, I've seen people in burkas for sure. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody wearing a completely, their head completely covered.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it before. And, you know, I have mixed feelings about this, because on one hand, it feels like you should be able to wear what you want to wear.
Mm.
And I think I would be frustrated if I wanted to wear something and I couldn't because the government said I couldn't wear it. Mm. But on the other hand, I know that it would be very creepy to see someone walking around completely covered and you couldn't see their face.
Yeah. So, is this a religious prejudice thing? Is this just the right attitude, a practical attitude in a time of distress? Does it make a difference? I think it. If you want to fit in, this for me is kind of like language in a manner of speaking. If you want to get along, you speak the language. You can not speak the language. There's no law that requires us. We have made Spanish the second official language of our country, which distresses me. I don't like that. I don't think it's right. I just don't. I think everybody, you come and you work, and mostly because it seems to be, it's just bad business. For me, going into a restaurant, for example, and listening to a lot of Spanish being talked, and then when you go to the counter and you ask for something and they can hardly understand you. I know I often ask people two or three times, "Would you please repeat that?" And they get annoyed with me. "Why are you getting annoyed with me? I'm spending money in your restaurant, pal. And if it weren't for me, you wouldn't have a job." So, or others coming in there. So, the language versus the clothing. There's no such thing really as Hispanic clothing, so we don't get into that. There's no such thing really as Asian clothing. But there is Middle Eastern clothing. And so would you have the same feeling or objection, if you will, based on getting along? I think there's something to that. But people say, you're prejudiced. But no, I'm not. I'm being practical.
I guess it's. Would you say, I mean, because this is based on a religion, the outfits that they're wearing. But what if, you know, an Indian person was wearing a sari, or, say, an Asian person was wearing a kimono? Is it different than that? Mm-hmm. Because those are cultural dress. But they're not affiliated with a religion necessarily. So do those not have the same meaning as a burqa? Or
well, because there's so much prejudice aimed at Muslims and aimed at the Middle East, because there's a practical side to all of that. There's a practical side to us having a little disdain. I liken it to what many people will tell you are their feelings toward the police. When people see the police coming, they go to the other side of the street, or they do whatever they can to avoid them, or they don't give them direct eye care. When you pass a police car and he's looking at you, do you look at him or do you look away? Yeah, that kind of stuff. And I think that that's the same sort of thing, the same mentality that goes into those who are different. There used to be a melting pot. Now it's a mosaic because all these people want to have their own culture. And what offends me more than anything else are people who put their culture, name of where they came from, ahead of America. And that's one of the reasons that I don't use the term African-American. I mean, people say that's politically incorrect. Who determines that? Most of the people that I know who are black tell people they're black. Well, I think more white people use African-American than black people do.
They do, in the same way that the same way that people are straight say homosexual, even though if you're gay, that can be kind of...
My gay friends refer to themselves and others as fags. Among themselves, they use that term more than they use the term.
It's
the same.
I would not ever use that term.
No, I wouldn't either.
But yeah, I mean, I think the big thing is you know, if you're African American, not everyone who is black is African American. If you're from the Caribbean, you're not from Africa.
Right. So then you're not African American. And did those people in the Caribbean come from Africa? Not that I know of. So this whole business of saying things just to get along. I think it's a double-edged sword, frankly. All right, so nobody's got the right answer, Kara, to our 2020 News Quiz question. And this flabbergasts me. It sort of says that Joe Arpaio has fallen out as America's favorite sheriff, America's toughest sheriff. Joe Arpaio did not follow orders. And so he could face contempt of court charges today. The judge recommended that the sheriff of Maricopa County in Arizona and three of his subordinates face criminal prosecution over a racial profiling controversy there. The judge said in his decision that Arpaio and his chief deputy violated injunctions that aimed to prevent the department from racially profiling Latinos. Arpaio has been around for a long time, got a lot of attention for his policing of people who come to our country illegally, makes inmates live in tents and wear pink underwear. People who don't like him say that he's inhumane. What's inhumane about it? For God's sake, so they wear pink underwear. Who gives a damn?
And they live in tents. Probably more concerned about the tents than the underwear.
Right, what's wrong with living in a tent? We have people going all over the country all summer long living in tents. Come on. It's ridiculous. If you want to talk about inhumane, then you go to Gitmo. Maybe you got something going on there. But Arpaio has saved a lot of money for the taxpayers of Arizona. He's running for a seventh term as sheriff. Raised $10 million for his campaign. And remember, when you run for office like this, what happens when you don't spend the money is that you get to keep it yourself. That's true of congressional candidates, senatorial candidates, for any of these kind of offices. So if you go to a local fundraiser for your mayor or a selectman or whatever, and they raise a few $1,000, that's money that they can use at their own discretion. They can buy a car to be used for the job, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, Joe Arpaio is the person who is in trouble a little bit. That's why he's in the news today, because he could be prosecuted to pursue charges against him. Not figuring that's going to go too far, but interesting sidelight to policing reality, if you will. It's 44 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
Rev it up and bury the needle at Victory Motorcycles' Red Line sales event. Get rebates up to $2,500 or payments as low as $99 a month on a new V-twin-powered Victory motorcycle. Now is the time to own the big-wheeled Magnum Bagger or the liquid-cooled Octane, the most powerful Victory ever built.
Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada, subject to credit approval, and valid on new 2014 through 2016 models and on 2017 Victory Octanes. Good through 8/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes manuals online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes manuals online are now available at Haynes.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842.
If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
There are people who will be talking about this today. The president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, held a press conference yesterday threatening to leave the UN because they criticize him too much. Wah, wah, wah. Listen to this.
He has encouraged people to kill drug dealers and called a U.S. ambassador gay and a son of a... But it seems Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte can't take criticism. Wrapping up a long press conference on Sunday, Duterte reportedly threatened to leave the United Nations. According to a translation from CNN Philippines, Duterte said, "Maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations. If you are that insulting, we should just leave." Just days earlier, UN experts called on Duterte and the Philippine government to put a stop to the killings of suspected criminals who haven't had their day in court. Duterte has offered rewards to people who shoot drug dealers who resist arrest or won't turn themselves in. An estimated 900 people have been killed in Duterte's crackdown. Duterte was elected in May and sworn into office in June. One expert said Duterte's directives are irresponsible in the extreme and amount to incitement to violence and killing, a crime under international law. Duterte reportedly said Sunday, "Take us out of your organization. You have done nothing anyway. When were you here last time? Nothing, never, except to criticize."
Huh. Sounds like this guy and Joe Arpaio will be good friends.
Regardless of what the UN does, it's funny how the people who dish it out the most can never seem to take it.
Right. I can take it, but I can't dish it out. Or my daughter used to say, "Dad, you can dish it, but you can't take it out." When she was little. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
Thank you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Sweetie Tweety time. Come on, Bonnie Bed.
Bonnie Bed.
Oh, there it is. There's our favorite little sweetie, Tommy the King.
Tom Kreitler is here.
I've been called many things, but not that by you.
Never. Wow. Last week I had to play it straight, so I've saved up, you know, there's 2 weeks worth of stuff here.
I see.
Yeah.
See?
Right. Yeah, you don't expect to get all of this, all the great stuff at once, do you? Okay. All right, so Tom is the co-host of the syndicated home improvement radio program, The Money Pit, author of My Home, My Money Pit. A lot of great stuff. He's been an advice giver pretty much all of his adult life. And when he was given advice to get out of town, he didn't take it, but he has done a great job with a lot of...
I give lots of advice. Sometimes people even listen to me.
Really? Well, let's find out if that's the case in just a moment here on today.
Family, yep, that's you. Right now, you can get an extra 20% off your purchase. Stock up on all the tees your kids need for back to school. Graphic tees, character tees, stripe tees, and more. Plus, snag some Kohl's cash too. $10 for every $50 you spend. Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is happening now through Sunday. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid August 18th to 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you run a business, plumbing, HVAC, or construction, you know that some vans are too small, others too big. That's where the Mercedes-Benz Metris comes in. With unmatched safety features, a 2,500 two-pound payload, and enough cargo space to hold over 60 sheets of 4x8 drywall, it's big enough for the job. Yet it's small enough to fit in your garage. It has a service interval of up to 15,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. During the Metris Summer Savings Event, save $3,000 on all 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris models. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run.
Offer valid only to qualified customers for purchase of lease of eligible 2016 Mercedes-Benz Metris vans. Cashback only available on the purchase of lease of a 2016 Metris van from new dealer stock. See your authorized Mercedes-Benz Vans dealer or mbvans.com website for full offer details. Offer ends August 31st, 2016.
Useful and helpful questions from the audience. Tips from Tom Kreidler. What a concept. All right, so this lady Jillian has a roof. And actually, a roof and siding don't get any sun. So you got a lot of moss and algae growing on it. Can she, should she get up on the top of her house and cut the branches off? Or should she get a power washer and go to town? What's the way that she fixes the problem?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. First of all, if you have a lot of algae and moss on your roof or your siding because you have a lot of trees that cover, yes, if you thin out the trees and let some sunlight in, that's the best natural mildicide you can get. However, it's obviously a pretty dangerous job, so unless you are a part-time lumberjack, I would tell you not to do that and have a pro do that, because it is unsafe and we don't want you to get hurt. But there's another thing that you can do to that roof itself. You want to apply a mildicide to the roof surface, and frankly, you could apply this to the siding as well. There's a number of good products that are out there. You have to be careful that you choose one that doesn't impact your landscaping when it kind of drips off the roof around everything around it. For example, there's a product called Spray and Wash that reacts with the sun to kind of kill the mold or the moss or the mildew, and it'll eventually sort of wash itself off of the roof. But I would do two things. I would definitely thin out the trees, have that done professionally, and then apply the mildicide to kind of keep it clean moving forward. And the house will look a lot better as a result.
I just planted two trees behind the house yesterday. Went down into the woods with the backhoe. This is what everybody can do. You folks can do this at home as well. Just get your backhoe, go out into the woods, and dig up the trees and bring them up and plant them next to the house. They look wonderful.
Yep, very nice.
We got to make sure you have plenty of water whenever you transplant. Okay, next question comes from Bria. How do I check to see if I have lead pipes? If your house is built 1922, Bria, you got lead pipes.
Well,
galvanized pipes.
Because steel pipes were used from the turn of the century until around 1940. So you may not have lead pipes. The one way to tell is it's very distinctive looking. First of all, when it comes into the wall, it usually, you know, like steel pipes, they have fittings where they turn 90 degrees and so on. Lead pipe sort of curves its way in, right, because it's soft and the plumbers will actually bend it to make it the turns. Mm-hmm. It doesn't grow rust. It'll get look dirty looking, but it won't grow rusty. And then if you take a knife or a file and you can kind of scratch the side of it, you see it's very soft material, and that exterior will just sort of peel right away, and you'll see a very shiny, soft metal underneath. And then you can be sure you have lead pipes. Now, if you do, you definitely need to get rid of them. If you can't do it right away, you want to let the water run a couple of minutes, certainly in the morning when the water's been sitting there overnight, to clear.
Tom Kreidler with advice. Check out the radio program Money Pit at moneypit.com, 59 past the hour.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.